Paul Ramo once again broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Kami. Day one of the fair, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, 4-H plays a huge part in county fairs. And joining us is Mariah Schuler. She's the 4-H intern, right?
Correct.
Okay. So how do you get an intern job at Yellow Medicine County here?
There's an application process, and I believe it's due in February each year, and this is our second year of having a summer intern in Yellow Medicine County, okay. Thanks to our county commissioners. Yep. So it helps a lot with expanding our programs throughout the county and allows us to be in more than one location at a time.
I remember Danielle Gibbon was the intern last year. I visited with her. Danielle's from Madison. Where are you from, Mariah?
I'm from Hanley Falls, Minnesota.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm currently attending Southwest Minnesota State University. I am triple majoring in early childhood education, early childhood special education, and teaching English as a second language.
Oh, okay. What my wife does, early childhood. She loves it. So you want to teach the little children, huh?
Yes. Right now I'm kind of thinking kindergarten, but I figured add on a few more degrees, so I'm way more versatile.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in 4-H. How long you been in 4-H?
I started 4-H when I was in sixth grade, and I got involved with my classmates, kind of got me into it, and that's kind of what got me pushing into it, and we had a few neighbors that were in it as well.
Okay, what high school was that?
Lakeview High School in Cottonwood, Minnesota.
Okay. Did you grow up on a farm?
A hobby farm outside of Hanley Falls.
What do you like about 4-H, Mariah?
I like all the opportunities. It gives you lots of leadership opportunities, which is another thing I really like about this internship that I'm doing right now, and you meet so many great people.
What are some of your job duties as an intern?
As an intern, right now I've been taking pictures around the fair, helping organize the projects throughout the fair, and a lot of the day camps is what I'm running, so we try to focus them in Canby, Granite Falls, and Clarkfield. And so I help plan a lot of those and also help teach us a lot of them as well.
Oh, well, you're taking pictures. You got a nice big camera around your neck there. Huh?
Yeah, this is the one they provide me. Yeah, I really enjoy it. Once I figured out the camera, it was nice.
I mean, Alicia didn't help you?
Nope. She said she doesn't like this camera.
Oh, she doesn't like that camera. Okay. Oh, are we looking for, how can we see the pictures then?
We do post a lot on our 4-H page on Facebook. I think it's Yellow Medicine County 4-H is how you can find it. And a lot of our day camps are also posted on there in the events column, so you can sign up.
How long does your internship run?
Towards the end of August.
Oh, okay.
So it's about a 3-month internship.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I've really enjoyed a lot. Meeting all the different kids throughout the county, it really let me dive more into Yellow Medicine County, as this is the county I did 4-H in when I was a 4-H'er.
What were some of your 4-H projects that you had when you were in high school?
I did a wood duck house, a bat house. I did a lot of photography. I quilted some placemats. I did clothing, crafts and fine arts, maybe a little bit of plants. So kind of just everything. All indoor projects is what I stuck with.
All right. Real good, Mariah. Appreciate your time. And congratulations on getting the internship here in the Yellow Medicine County.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
I think we had a couple of kids we were going to talk to. Why don't you go get them right now and bring them over? And as I mentioned, what's happening at the Yellow Medicine County Fair today, again, 7 o'clock tonight, car and lawnmower demolition derby start. That's at the grandstand. Over $3,500 in payouts. And the Windinger Band will be here. 5 and 7 o'clock shows at the pavilion. And that is free entertainment. So that's and a lot of other stuff going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. I have a couple of 4-H'ers with us here, and we're going to start with you. Who are you?
My name is Andre Bordewick, and I brought a breeding heifer.
A breeding heifer. So have you showed your heifer yet?
Yes, I have.
So how did you do? How do you say your name again?
Zandra Bordewick.
Oh, Zandra. That's a pretty name. How do you spell that?
Z-A-H-N-D-R-A.
Okay. And how did you do today?
I haven't shown yet.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, that's tonight, isn't it?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow. I have the program in front of me here, and I don't know when it is. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
I show cattle. I've been in 4-H for 9 years, and I show all around.
And what grade and what school do you go to?
I am a ninth grader, and I go to Canby High School.
Okay. So what does it take to show cattle?
It takes a lot of responsibility and a lot of confidence.
Yeah. And how do you prepare on your farm? How do you get it ready?
Making sure that everything's clean and buying the right stuff and making it all organized.
Do you enjoy it?
I do love it.
Okay. Do you get a little nervous during showtime?
I used to.
Okay. You're a little older now, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Sandra. Thanks for your time.
Yep. No problem.
And who do we have here?
Morgan Toll.
Morgan, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
Fourth grade? You just completed fourth or you're going into fourth?
I'm going into fourth.
Okay. And what do you do in 4-H?
I show a cattle. It's a breeding heifer.
Oh, okay. Just like Zandra then?
Yep.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your cattle.
It's a girl, and I work with her quite a bit, and this is my first year showing it.
Okay. Do you do chores at home then?
Yep.
What kind of chores?
I help my dad feed silage to the other cattle on our farm. And I give our dog water, and I also have two ducks. They're blue Swiss ducks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you like being in 4-H? What 4-H group are you in? Okay. That's a tough one to say, isn't it?
Wirgling Willing Workers.
Okay. I can't repeat that either, Morgan. So so when do you show?
Tomorrow night, I think.
Wow, are you pretty excited about that?
Yep.
Okay. Want to go to the state fair?
I'm not old enough yet.
Are you not old enough? I'm sorry.
Two more years.
Oh, two more years. I didn't know that. Okay, great. All right, that'll be fun then, won't it?
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys, and good luck tomorrow showing your cattle.
Bye.
Yep. All right, just wait. Morgan and Zandra from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Camby, and I tell you what, we'll... take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk with John Hansen and Patty Haas from the Yellow Medicine County Fair Board about what's happening here in Camby the next couple days.